Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program that highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Thanks for joining us. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced a 25% reduction in the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000. The revised toll charges for the highway took effect last Thursday and will be 25% less than the proposed rates published by the Ministry of Transport on March 16. Speaking on March 23 at the official opening of the newly constructed roadway, Mr. Holness said the government successfully negotiated the discount with contractors China Harbour Engineering Company, CHEC. The government will continue negotiations with the contractors in the upcoming months to reach a balanced rate.
A toll that satisfies the investment obligations of China Harbour and China Construction Communication Company. And the people of Jamaica who really want to use the road and get the benefit of the reduction in travel time, wear and tear, and increased economic activity.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Holness says the government will continue to work with the China Harbour Engineering Company to bring growth and job creation from the development of the highway. Mr. Holness says his administration will ensure that a corridor along the highway is developed to maximize opportunities in tourism, sports, recreation, agriculture, light manufacturing, and ICTs. He advises that provisions have been made by the National Road Operating and Constructing Company, NROC, for vendors from Faith Spence St. Anne to conduct business in a designated area along the highway.
We have to utilize the corridor along the road. We have to give reason for people to use the roads. We have to create incentives for investors to come and not just drive on the road, but to build along the road. The road itself and the scenery, beautiful. The opportunities for tourism, for leisure and recreation, for agriculture are many.
The Prime Minister adds that the 67-kilometer development is a significant achievement, which must be treated as a catalyst for other investment projects. He says the $600 million US dollar project represents a successful partnership between the governments of Jamaica and China, as well as the peoples of both countries. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, is calling on the private sector to employ environmentally friendly policies as part of efforts to create a green economy. Mr. Vaz was speaking at the launch of the Green Economy and Scoping Study for Jamaica last Tuesday, held as part of activities in observance of World Water Day.
We must advocate for greater involvement and renewed commitment by the private sector in terms of their environmental stewardship and corporate social responsibility. I therefore call on the leaders of the private sector and all corporate entities to fully embrace the green economy and other environmental initiatives.
Minister Vaz says sound environmental management is pivotal to the country's socio-economic development and stability. The scoping study revealed that a green economy will generate jobs vital for the elimination of poverty. A green economy involves a deliberate approach to production, distribution, and consumption, as well as the proper disposal of accumulated waste. And Prime Minister Holness has called on the church to partner with the government to create an environment for prosperity in Jamaica. Mr. Holness was speaking on March 20 at the 40th anniversary service for the Deliverance Evangelistic Association, held at the church's Waltham Park Road location in Kingston. Mr. Holness says given the track record of faith-based institutions in administering outreach programs and impacting communities, a partnership to pursue such an agenda would be effective. He suggests that one area of partnership is for the establishment of more parks and recreational areas where children can participate in play as a means of assisting in the development of their social and mental skills. That's it for this week's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.